lifts you up, but he don't know if you can do it. We spoke with Joanne last week after she lost her brother, and we said, you need to say something. She said, I don't think I can. We said, you need to play. She said, I don't think I can. And as the week went, as the days went by, we talked to her some more. She came to this service, her celebration for her brother. She got behind the piano and she played because God lifted her up. She got behind the microphone and gave a testimony because God lifted her up. And when she got to the microphone, she just started talking the most beautiful things and sharing. God can lift you up if you trust Him. Give Him praise, church.
When the Bible says nothing's impossible with God, you believe it now. Amen. All things are possible with God. You were so beautiful standing here the other day. My wife and I were wondering how long you were going to speak because we knew he was going. You were doing good. Praise the Lord. All things are possible. Amen. And not just for her, but for you. Amen. You would say, oh, that was great. God did things for her, but He'll do it for you. Can I get an amen? Thank you. Let's stand up and pray together this morning. And say hi to Judy and to Phil who are visiting with us all the way from Cheshire today. Good morning, guys. Good to see you. Pray with us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. Make it, see, Lord, listen to what we're saying here today, what we're talking about. I did not see this bulletin before just now. Please listen. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Hallelujah. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. For the Lord is good, His mercy everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations, even the millennials. Hallelujah. God waiting. He's waiting. Sit there. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Last week we said the word of the sermon last week was reflection. Amen. When you see yourself in a reflection, the words that you say to other people have a meaning to them and affects their attitude and how they act and how they react. Amen. So the testimony today, I wanted to stay with that. Your attitude, your spirit, your reflection. The power of giving, amen? This is God's testimony. And I'm not talking about money. How many know that this is a free will offering church? We don't pass the plate. Everything you're giving is between you and God. We just pray that you understand the importance of giving. But the power of giving, giving a smile, giving a hug, compassion, your time, a kind word, hallelujah, laughter, showing the word the Spirit of God, amen? That's the spirit of giving. That's God. And that's a reflection, amen? We work at a lot of nursing homes, my wife and I, and we sing it a lot, and we see the ups and downs, and we see the people that we're working with. Friday, we worked at this nursing home in Watertown, and everybody's kind of doing their little thing, except this one woman in the hallway. She works there. She come over there, and she starts dancing and clapping and smiling, and it just excites everybody. It changes the attitude of the room, amen? These people in wheelchairs see her dancing. They start clapping. They start smiling, amen? She's giving something. That spirit, that reflection off of her is affecting people whose lives they have so little left. Can I get an amen? Listen. Now, yesterday we did another nursing home and there was an assistant director there. Somebody we've never worked with before. Her name was Esther. And we started playing. She started dancing and she started getting people up to dance. And in this nursing home, people had to go running after people because they were getting out of wheelchairs. Not a miracle. I'm not saying that. But they were standing up and they weren't supposed to. They were running around chasing because they wanted to dance because her reflection was changing what was happening. Amen? And that's what we talked about last week. Your reflection, the things that you put out changes people's attitude. Amen? And that's the power of giving. Anger never changes anything for the better. Amen? I saw it this morning on TV. Everybody's angry. I said, you're not going to change anything with anger. Hallelujah. Confusion, that's all. It never works for the good of all. Blame or blaming someone else never fixes the problem we face. Can I get an amen? When you start blaming other people, the problem's not going to get fixed. All you're saying is, it's not my fault. When you start blaming other people, hallelujah. Blaming other people removes any personal responsibility that we may be carrying. Yes, it does. So I will tell you the testimony today and what I was sharing with you at those two nursing homes that we play. And let me tell you, some of them homes, your heart just goes out because you want to hug everybody and you want to kiss them and you want to touch them and you want them to smile. And it's so difficult. But these two nursing homes and these people and their reflection helped us, helped the people. It really gave them life. They felt alive simply because people were smiling and laughing and clapping. So if you start walking around, decide what reflection you want to give. If you're a Christian, you want people to see that light. You want people to see joy. You want people to see peace in yourself. You want to see people to see you. All of a sudden, they want to know, what is it you got? What is it that makes you like that? Right, Sergio? And then you just say, it's Jesus. There's no charge. There's no after effect. Amen. You're not going to have all these other symptoms. We see those commercials on TV. This new drug is going to help your back. You take this drug and this is going to make your back feel better, but your legs might fall off. We don't know. And it even, that's the truth. It's all these, and it even says underneath some of those, we have a big screen TV, we have a 44-inch, I don't know if that's big to other people anymore, but... You know. And you can read some of the small print, and it says there's other things that these drugs do that people don't know about either. So, with Jesus, there's the only after effect is joy, amen? There's peace, because how many of us have problems? But with God, you're not alone with that problem. And God will see us through. So his testimony today, the testimony about God is you can change people. You can change people without giving them money. You can change people with your attitude. You can show people God with your attitude. You don't have to buy them. You just smile at somebody who needs a smile. You reach out and hug somebody who needs a hug. And you're going to change a life the way God has called us to do. If you stand around angry and blaming people, all you're going to do is get everybody else stirred up. And there's enough people getting stirred up in this world by people who shouldn't be doing that. Amen. People getting people riled up about this one and about that one. Whose fault? Can you believe what this person said? I don't care what that person said. I want to know what God said. I want to know how it helps me to help other people. Amen. And then when you start looking at it that way, when you start hearing that noise, you know what you do? You turn it off. I don't care if it's your favorite news channel. You turn it off because you've had enough. Because everything they're talking about is upsetting your spirit. Amen? And I don't want that reflection coming out. Hallelujah. I want the reflection of peace and love and joy and just that knowing that God is with me reflection. Right, Sergio? Wherever you are, no matter who you meet, whatever denomination, they're going to see something in you because they see it. They see you. You didn't pay for it here. Show them. You didn't do anything except let that reflection show that. And that is Christians what we will do. And that will change the world. I saw it Friday and I saw it Saturday in the nursing homes, how people who would love to be here today but can't get out of wheelchairs, people who would love to be here today but can't get out of them nursing homes, I saw joy on their face. I saw life. I saw them clapping. I saw them getting up out of wheelchairs to dance. And that to me is I saw God working. So that our reflection, what people see in you, I pray. Let's pray together. Can we pray a little bit together? Lord, help us to realize that the things we say and do affect the people that we love the most. So whatever we say and do will be that reflection that they respond to. So we need to be careful about what we say and how we say it, especially to those that we love the most. We can't take them for granted that they'll understand each word. We just need to understand that the things that we reflect are what the people are going to hear and the people are going to see. So we need to show them more of you, show them more love, more compassion, more understanding. If you disagree, that's wonderful. We can always disagree and talk about it. And then maybe both people can learn something they didn't know through that disagreement. Will both people win? Hallelujah. There's enough trials and tribulations in this world. We don't need to be working at them. We need to be walking with joy, walking with peace, even through the trials and the tribulations. That will draw people to you, and then you will draw people to God, where there's victory for both sides. Sometimes it's the person you don't like the least, the person that you just can't stand. You just don't believe that person. You start praying for them and you start reflecting that and letting them see that. And all of a sudden that person might say, hey, what is it you have? And then God can reach in and touch them and change them. What a miracle, amen? God did it. Didn't cost any money. Didn't cost you your life savings. It just was the spirit of inside of you being sent out. That reflection being sent out. So be careful with the reflections. And I would ask you to test. The Bible says to test all the spirits. So I would ask you to test this testimony today by letting a reflection come out of you that's so beautiful, so peaceful. Let it shine through and watch how it changes the people around you. Watch how it changes people you don't know at the supermarket, at the grocery store, at the doctor's office, at work, the people you work with. Let them see a different reflection and watch how it, and just sit there and smile and say, God, this is really cool. You're really a cool God. A loving, beautiful Father in heaven who just loves and adores us. And we let that reflection show through. Hallelujah. It will change the world. And the world is the people around you. That's your world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Let it in. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Roy. I always tell my friends, don't judge the cover. I know I see your shirt. I'm just showing you my Bible. For those of you that don't know, it's my buddy Roy. He happens to be a big Red Sox fan, so. Et tu, Brute? Oh, that's not good. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Bernie. Well, we won Friday night. We won Friday night, yeah. What's your point? Do you know the word of God says, Bernie? You know the word of God. It says, do not touch God's anointed. I'd be very careful. The Red Sox won yesterday, though, then. All right, that's enough. Thank you, Lord. They're playing tonight. And you guys are really some. And I thought you loved me. So much reflections, right? How many are going through trials and tribulations? Hallelujah. Are you going through them? Are you doing it with joy? You say, you're crazy, Pastor. Well, the Bible says that we're supposed to do it with joy. And I would ask you this. This is a question for everybody. What do you want from God? What is it you want? Because you're praying, amen? So the easy question today is, what do you want from God? What are you calling on God for? Prosperity, a job, health? Good, what is it that you want? And do you really want it? Amen? Do you really want what God is, what you're asking God for? And this is even good. What will you do with it when God gives it to you? Amen? That's a good question. Because I see people get their prayers answered, and guess what I see after that? They're not in church anymore. Oh, I got a job. I'm so busy. I can't come to church. So wait a minute. You prayed to God. He answered your prayer. And for some reason, your prayer answered means you can't come to church. But what will you do with the prayers when he answers? Hallelujah. Will you thank him? Sometimes people forget. They get so excited, they forget to thank him. Will you acknowledge the fact that he actually gave you? Like the fellow, what was that story? The guy's praying for a parking place. Oh, Lord, give me a parking place. There's no place to park. And he goes back around the corner, and this woman pulls out, and he says, never mind, God, I got one. That's life, amen? You forget all the things he's blessed you with, and see, oh, I did that, I got it, we're all set now. Will you remember him? Will you stay focused on him? Will you become too busy? Hallelujah. That's the thing. Will you become too busy? To trials or tests? You're all going through trials and tribulations, amen? Hallelujah. Making sure, this is God now. Maybe the trial and the test you're going through is that God wants to be sure that he can trust you with the answer. Can I get, you ever think of that? That you, God wants to be sure that he can trust you with what he's going to bless you with. Are you worthy? And you might say, why? Why would God be worried about if I'm worthy to receive him? Let me tell you why. Because you're going to be what? His representative, amen? When he blesses you with the job or the mate or whatever you're praying for, you're going to become his representative. You're going to say, God gave me this job, amen? God, or you're not going to say, either one, but you become his representative. So now you're walking with God in front of people, amen? So he wants to know, are you going to be responsible with what I bless you with? Because what I'm blessing you with is so beautiful in your life. Are you going to be responsible with your child? These two beautiful children that they have, Jen and Roy, they're responsible parents, amen? God has blessed them, and when they were worried, what did they do? They came to church and asking for what? Prayer. They acknowledged him. They saw that, and God's blessing is being poured out on them, so they will see that, amen? So they're given a responsibility. When God has answered your prayer, you start thinking about that. When God has answered your prayer, now you walking with God, and people see you and say, well, God did this for me. Really? So he wants to know, are you going to be responsible, and are you going to be able to trust you with that? And then I say again, what do you want from God? What is it you're looking for? And are you willing to wait? Can I get an amen? Praying for, asking for, do you have a plan or an idea? And are you ready to serve him? Hallelujah. Through these trials and tribulations, because when he answered your prayers, you're not going to be praying for that anymore. Amen. It sounds funny. Think about that. That all the time that you're praying, amen, Greg, all the time, who are you talking to? God, right? You're worried. Now you're worried about Jackie, so you're asking God, please help me. Lord, I need your help. Lord, please. So when he answers that prayer, who's the last person you're talking to? God. Not because you don't want to talk to God, because now that the answer is there, all of a sudden there's a difference in your spirit, that you don't have the time. If he gave you a job, you don't have that time. He gave you a mate, you don't have that time to be alone with God. So he also knows when he answers your prayer, you're not going to have that time to be with him. What a sad, and in a way it kind of makes your heart sad, that you've loved God so much and you've been praying and you've been right there and you get the answer to that prayer and you're all excited and you start doing that, and then he says, you didn't talk to me Tuesday night. I missed you. You didn't talk to me this morning when you woke up. I miss you, because you were talking to me every day wanting me to answer your prayer, and I love you, and I answered your prayer, and I'm so happy, and I'm... But I miss you. Imagine that. Imagine someday when you meet God face to face, he's going to say, there were so many times that I just missed you, that I just wanted your company. Hallelujah. I know it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Because he's a loving God. So from the book of James, how many know that James was Jesus' half-brother? Amen. They had the same mama. They just had a different daddy. Hallelujah. And you say, well, he was Jesus' brother. It was easy for him. Let me read something. Let me read one of the scriptures that it tells us about James. And James was whose brother? Hallelujah. And it says, for even his brothers, talking about Jesus, for even his brothers did not believe in him. Imagine that. There was a time in James' life where he didn't even believe in his brother. He walked so... And when you have any moments of doubt, please understand that God understands that too. But we're going to read from James here. And it says, my brethren, your brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. You see, now are you crazy? Hallelujah. Count it all what? Joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Hallelujah. Then it says, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Amen. And it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Hallelujah. But then it says this, brothers and sisters, but let him ask in faith. How are we going to ask him? That means asking, believing, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let no man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in his ways. Hallelujah. He is saying that when you pray, thank him. Just when you pray... Anybody praying for something today, when you pray, I know Dale, as we talked the other day, and what a miracle, we went into that restaurant, which your granddaughter asked us, what an absolute miracle. When you pray, after you pray, start saying, thank you, Lord. And you say, for what, Pastor? For the answer to the prayer, amen? When you pray, you say, thank you, Lord, and that's faith, amen? That's what he's saying. We need to show that faith. Are you with me? You're not going to pray and then, oh, Lord, I need this prayer answered. And then walk around, God, I hope he answers. Oh, Lord, he didn't answer. What time is it? He still didn't answer today. He didn't answer tomorrow. Hallelujah. But when you wait and you spend time with God, that's perfecting your praise. Amen. That's making you stronger. That you're going through that trial, that tribulation, and you're going with God. Can I get him? Amen. That's why James is saying, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. He's saying that, listen to me, he's saying that because he knows that while you're going through those trials, you're going to spend a lot of time with God. Hallelujah. Our Father where? You're going to spend a lot of time with him through those trials, and that's where the joy comes from. You're going to be spending more time with God during that than you are after he answers. And then he says this, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. To who? Those who love him. Those who pay a lot? No. Those who are important people, rich people, people who wear robes, No, who? Promise to who? Those who love him. I pray that you love him. I do. And I know you do. I just pray it though. And then it says this. So then, my beloved brethren, this is really good. There's four lines here. You're going to change your life. My beloved brethren, how he's so nice, he's saying, got his arm around you now. Imagine, put yourself in the Bible here with me for 1 minute. And God has got it, James got his arm around you, and he's saying, so my beloved brethren. And he said, oh yeah, what do you want to tell me? Let every man be swift to hear. Yeah. Swift, I'm going to swift to hear. Slow to speak, what? What do you mean, slow to speak? Swift to hear, but slow to speak. And slow to wrath. Wait a minute. That's your... And it says, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Can I get an amen? That was in the testimony that I just gave. The wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. I've seen a lot of angry people on TV all day long, and I have to continually turn it off because I don't want it coming on me anymore. But I see that and nothing getting done. Amen? Nothing getting done because they're so angry. They don't want to solve the problem. They want to be angry. You ever meet anybody like that who's going to be angry no matter what because they like being angry, or they're going to be sick no matter what because they like being sick? You, anybody have any friends, don't raise your hands or point, that you just do? Some people in your life you know better than to say, hey Greg, how you doing today? People in your life saying, I'm not going to ask that person how they're doing today because they're going to let me know. Well, my leg hurts, my back hurts, I lost my job, I got no money for food. We want to help people, but... And that is what? When they say that, what is that? Their reflection, amen? You understand? Hallelujah. So he's got his arm around, and he said, let every man be swift to hear. He said, yeah, swift to hear. Slow to speak. Wait a minute. Mean I slow to speak and slow to wrath, yeah. And then he says these two lines. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself. And he explains it. Listen to what he says. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. In other words, he doesn't even know what his reflection is. Amen? He thinks he's looking in the mirror and say, oh, I know that guy. But he doesn't know what's coming out of that guy, how he's treating people, what he's saying to people. So he forgets what kind of man he is. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, continues in it, is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. This one will be blessed in what he does. If you want to be blessed, hallelujah. And that's... Now listen to this. I got to be honest. If anyone amongst you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Don't pick on anybody. How many have said things they wish they hadn't? Come on. And why did you say it? Husbands and wives, you should all have your hands up. Come on, you know it's true. Hallelujah. I know there's things I said to my wife that I wish I hadn't. I just hope there's things that she said to me she wish she hadn't. But she ain't listening right now, so now she's in the pain. Praise the Lord. There's that reflection again. Remember I said last week, how many want to be right? How many want to be right? You want to be right? How many want to be right? Come on, tell the truth. Well, do you understand when you're talking to somebody and saying something to somebody, that person you're talking to, guess what? They want to be right too. Amen? So when you start with, you did this wrong, you did that wrong or something, all of a sudden, you're just the reflection. Amen? And that's where the trouble starts. Hallelujah. What does he say right here? If anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religious and is useless. Useless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How are we doing, all right? Now here's James. He's got his arm around you again. He's saying, my brethren, this one's for me. Understand the pastor, understand the priest, understand the man at the pulpit, because this is from God to us. Listen to what it says. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. Has anybody ever read that before? Let me read that again. My brethren, and James is saying, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. I'm teaching you this word of God. I pray every week. When Deacon Gary teaches you the Bible study, he prays every week to not mess up, because becoming teachers, knowing that we will receive a stricter judgment. God is going to call us someday and say, why did you tell my people? Why did you keep them in bondage? Why did you tell them something that kept them in bondage? Why did you not set them free? I love everybody. He'll tell you, he says, why did you put a price on what I did for you? And that's the thing we have to understand, that where we stand up here preaching. Now it says this, and it says this in James 3:8. Listen to these two lines, please. But no man, how many men? Can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. It's not an excuse, okay? Don't say, oh, that's why I say that, because the Bible said no man can tame the tongue. It's not an excuse. Hallelujah. No man can tame the tongue. And it says this, now you think about this, what we say in our reflection. With it, with our tongue, we bless our God and Father. Amen? And with it we curse men who have been made in similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? And he said, can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Hallelujah. He is saying that we have to be careful with what we say and how we do it. We have to understand that we with our tongue we bless God. And we have to understand that we have to be careful with what we say and how we say it, and our reflection, how we talk to others and treat others. Amen? Because it is such a deadly poison, our words. Hallelujah. And then it says this, from where envy and self-seeking exist. Envy and self-seeking exist. Confusion and every evil thing are there. I mentioned that in the testimony. Confusion never heals anybody. Amen. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, and then it's gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And it said, now the fruit of righteousness is sown in the peace by those who make peace. Hallelujah. And I'll close with this. Brethren, James has got his hand around your shoulder right now. And he's saying to you, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Anytime you draw somebody back to God, you help somebody, you lead somebody away from death, you lead them away from the devil, you lead them away from their temptations, this is what happens. If anyone among you wanders from the truth, if you meet somebody and you know they know the truth and have wandered from it, and somehow you turn them back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. That's the power that you have. Hallelujah. So as we're reading and understanding the joy between trials and tests and waiting on the Lord, in Isaiah it says this. Stay with me. It says, therefore, the Lord will wait. He will what? The Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you. And therefore he will be exalted. He will be praised that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait on him. Hallelujah. It's saying that if you wait on the Lord, he will bless you. And when he blesses you, he will be exalted. It's another means that if you wait on the Lord and you've talked to him and you've prayed and he answers your prayer, you're going to praise him. Amen. And you're not going to stop praising him. You're going to lift him up in praise. Because why? Because he answered your prayer. Can I get an amen? For those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Did you renew your strength this week, sister? A little bit. Well, you're not. It's not a miracle overnight. The sadness is still real. The pain is still real. It's still there. But your strength, I can see it is being renewed. And it's not, it's to honor your brother that your strength is being renewed, because you know the place that your brother went. I know the same thing where my, but it's that strength that you have that you didn't think you were going to have a week ago. And the smile you had walking in is the strength being renewed, amen? Because you wait on the Lord. You called upon Him on your knees. I know you did. You were, but, and the love that everybody has for you is just so much giving. That compassion, it healed them as much as it heals you to feel that. Feel like that they were that important and they could touch you and give you that joy. That's the strength that they need too, amen? We all need that strength. Hallelujah. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So what do you want from God? Whatever you want, I ask you simply this morning, let's pray together. Just be determined. Be determined for what you want. Let Him know that you really want it. And let Him know that when He gives you your heart's desire, you will honor Him. You will bless Him. You will thank Him. You will acknowledge Him. And know that when He gives you that heart's desire, He desires you to tell the world about what He did for you, so that you can tell others about Jesus. And let your joy be out in front of people. Let your reflection be out in front of people. I pray to you today, I pray this morning that you will begin to do that, to understand that you have a reflection that people see. People see in you. Let them see that smile. Change the world with a smile. Change the world with a hug. Change the world with laughter. You can do it. You say, how can I change the world? Don't look at the planet. Just look at the people around you, because that's your world. And give Him praise in Jesus' name. Would you do that? Hallelujah. Pray for Roger and Brenda here today. Hi, Roger. Hi, Brenda. You all remember Cassie? Of course you do. She's going to be leaving for school in another week. And as excited as she is about leaving for school, Mom and Dad are just a little bit worried about how lonely they're going to be at home. Amen. And how they're going to miss her. So we need to keep them in prayer. Let your reflection be on them, and let them know that we care. Amen. And we'll get all these stories from Cassie when she's away at school, and it'll all be good. Praise the Lord. Give them praise, church.